Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through Mark chapter 11, and we are in verses 27 through 33, which is the end of Mark chapter 11. And before I read that, I just want to let you know that you are loved, and that you are a dearly loved and beloved child of God. He has adopted you into his family, and he has welcomed you with open arms because of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. He made a way for you, and you no longer are an orphan. You are no longer rejected. You are no longer someone who is blindly walking in this world, but you are dearly loved by your Father in heaven, who loved you and gave his Son up for you. This is good news, and especially as we approach Easter coming soon, where we see the death, the resurrection of Jesus, it's such a great truth, and just to preach the gospel to ourselves and remind ourselves that he is a God of love, and he's also a God of justice, and the cross shows us both of those aspects. But in the midst of that, you are loved. He has created you, and he loves those whom he creates. So rest there. I know it's hard. I know emotionally it's hard to believe that God loves you, and there are days where I don't intellectually even understand it, and I don't emotionally feel it, but it is the truth. It is the bedrock truth, and you can camp on it, friend. He loves you. All right, verses 27 through 33 in the NET Bible says this in chapter 11. They came again to Jerusalem. While Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the experts in the law, and the elders came up to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I'll ask you one question. Answer me, and I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from people? Answer me." They discussed with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he'll say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say from people," they feared the crowd, for they all considered John to be truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Mind if I pray for you?" Jesus, I think sometimes we forget that you are the most intelligent human being that has ever lived, and we see it in play in this interaction with the Pharisees. They're wanting to know an answer to a simple question. They're basically saying, "Who told you that you could say these things? Who gave you this authority?" Because they had all the authority, or so they thought. They thought they were the ones that were in control of the narrative, and therefore Jesus had to come to them and ask for their permission to be able to say all these things. And so they want to be able to say, "You're supposed to ask us." And he's like, "Okay, let me ask you a question." And this is such a rabbinical way that he did this, which I love. What authority did John have to baptize people? And Jesus, thank you so much for the fact that this caused them to have kind of have their hearts exposed. And I pray that you would ask us questions in our spirits, that we could hear from you, because when we hear questions from you, our hearts are exposed. We kind of look at both sides of the issue. And here we see the Pharisees saying, "Well, if we say heaven, we'll be in trouble. If we say from earth or from man, we're going to be in trouble." And so they simply did not answer. And so, Lord, thank you that I thank you for your intelligence. Thank you for you weren't doing this to, you know, kind of saying, "Yeah, nah, 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 I've got the answers," and you don't. It was more just to expose their hearts. And so, Lord, let's just run back to Psalm 139, where it says, "Search me and know my heart, O Lord. Try me and know my anxious thought. See if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And Lord, that's our prayer for today. Search us. Know us. Ask us questions. Help us to see where we are. We want to be close to you. And I know that oftentimes closeness comes at after our repentance. And so, Lord, if there is something we need to repent of today, where we have been proud or stiff-necked, or we have been bitter and envious or jealous, or we have held a grudge, or we refuse to forgive someone who's asked us to forgive them, Lord, help us to lay that down today, to just give up our rights for your rights, You are the one who rightly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Forgive us for trying to be the King of our lives. Forgive us for being the Lord of our lives. You take that rightful place today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a huge blessing to me, and I'm humbled that you would even listen. Hey, today I have a special request for you. If this has blessed you, would you just share it with someone who it may bless as well? I would really appreciate that, just to spread the love and to have someone else out there be prayed for. There are people out there I know who have not heard someone pray for them ever, which is just so sad to me. And this is an opportunity for you to give that gift to them. So if you do that, I would greatly appreciate it. And live loved, friends, because you are loved.